Chapter 3. Do you wish to take part in the battle? We have come over here to get ourselves killed. General Tasker Bliss, U.S. Army. For months, General John J. Pershing had looked forward to August 30, 1918. That was the day the 1st United States Army would assume responsibility for its own sector of the Western Front. By virtue of the move, Pershing would become the first American general to command a multi-divisional force in a foreign war, an army he would soon lead into battle to erase a long-standing bulge in the front near Saint-Mihiel, southeast of Verdun. Walking toward his advanced headquarters in the pleasant provincial town of Ligny-en-Barrois in eastern France, Pershing had no reason to doubt that the day's events would unfold just as he had planned. As he bounded through the door held wide by a military policeman, staff members might have been tempted to cheer, but Pershing's stern demeanor and rigid posture eliminated any thoughts of celebrating the day's significance. The chief's presence ensured decorum. While reviewing the disposition of American troops who had begun replacing French poilus in frontline trenches at midnight, Pershing reflected on the whirlwind of the last year and a half. One day, he had been chasing the Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa across the Chihuahuan Desert. It seemed that the very next, he was climbing aboard an express train to Washington to help plan America's participation in the war. The long train ride gave Pershing time to reflect on his lengthy career and the current state of the U.S. military. Pershing was part of a proud tradition that had fought in the Indian campaigns in the West, the Spanish-American War in Cuba and the Philippine Islands, the insurrection of the Islamic Moros in the former Spanish Pacific colony, and many smaller actions against rebels and bandits in Mexico and Central America. Throughout the course of those campaigns, the general had seen the Army's ranks wax and wane with fluctuating congressional funding, but by 1917, the Army had shrunk to a new low. The U.S. Regular Army then consisted of only 107,641 men, ranking 17th in the world. The Marine Corps added another 15,500 professional soldiers, while the National Guard consisted of 132,000 part-time troops. All told, the nation could muster only 255,141 men, barely enough for nine divisions. At that